horses, and they go, no, not really, being forced to get on a horse.
Yeah.
Can't stand them.
Yeah.
And people would go, that's wrong. The kid should have the freedom to decide if he wants to get on a horse or not.
That's right, yeah.
Well, what about this chip in the head?
But you've made this
up. You've made the scenario
up. They're not putting chips in babies' heads.
I thought you said they were.
No. I think Steve's right, and I don't know, I haven't read it, but I imagine he's saying it's the next step in convenience with technology and an interface between the human and a research tool or fun. You know, computers went from being the size of a room to a thing you can wear on your watch. So the next step may be, you won't forget your palm top, you won't forget your iPod, you won't forget your laptop. It's in there, it's an interface.
I know, but it makes us lazy.
But you straight away thought that now that it went to some sort of weird laboratory where it's all white and there's just a doctor and everyone's in a silver suit, right? And they go, we're removing the self. We're removing the self and putting in chip. You are now computer boy.
Yeah,
but
it's
I want to watch Coronation Street. Well, you won't in a few seconds. But I hate Coronation Street, me.
Carl, it's not a question of it's not that Google is now Carl. It looks like Carl, but it's just spamming, you know, little pop-ups about offers you can buy and all the cheap holidays here and there.
He's not the man I'm married.
Right, look at it like this.
Jesus,
look, I see it all the time now.
Go on.
You go,